Whenever we talk about cloud development, it is easy to just look at new applications and talk about how to build them for the cloud. That's great, but reality is majority of the companies out there already have many systems running on premises. And the challenge is how to move parts of those systems to the cloud. They cannot just pack everything and ship it and put it in a cloud somewhere. It takes dependencies, it takes other things you have to keep in mind. The good news is we have great options, great solutions for solving this sort of problem. The bad news is we have quite a few of them, and sometimes it's not that easy to figure out which one is the most appropriate solution for a particular situation. What we'll try to do here today is talk about each one of them briefly and kind of summarize it where each one of them is really, really good for solving these hybrid cloud scenarios. First option is Beanstalk Hybrid Connections. The name may sound familiar, but it has little to do with Beanstalk as a product and has more to do with a different way of connecting endpoints. The interesting thing about Beanstalk Hybrid Connections is imagine if I have a desktop computer under my desk at work and it's running a database server on it. And I want to build a web application and put it on Azure, and I want this web application to be able to access this database on premises behind firewalls and whatever else my company manages. The normal path would be calling the IT admin and say, can we move this box to a DMZ and configure the firewalls and the ports and deal with all the security risks of having this box there? The IT admin won't be very happy with the idea. It's really hard. It takes a lot of time. So what Beanstalk Hybrid Connections does is you go to Azure, you create a new hybrid connection. It generates a little package, an installer package. It's an agent. We take this agent and we install in this box where this database server is. The agent will start running and it will create a connection to Azure. Now, that's very interesting because the connection starts from that box. So I don't need to open any firewall ports. All I need is internet access. If that box can access the internet, that's good enough. A connection is created and is kept open. And now from Azure, from any website, from any mobile service, I can just access this database as if it was just right there, right in the cloud. And the hybrid connection is taking all the work of translating that all the way to your box under your desk. Now, when you talk about a scenario like this, some people may worry and say, well, but that's not very secure, right? Because it means you can do all of that and the IT admin won't even know about it. Like we just created a database server and exposed it in the cloud and didn't have to open any firewall. Like it doesn't sound very safe. Well, let's think about it. HTTP tunneling is not a new thing. It has been there for a long time and people could do similar things before. If you are really concerned about it, you can always monitor your network traffic and block this sort of thing. But the advantage here is that in 5 minutes, and I really mean 5 minutes, I can take a database server on premises and make it available in the cloud for my cloud applications without opening firewall ports. So there's no way people can actually use this to figure out which ports are open in my network or anything like that. All I'm doing is offering a encrypted connection that can be used from web applications on the cloud. So that's probably the easiest option of all. It's really, really great. The next option is Azure Active Directory Application Proxy. So Azure AD has applications you configure, right? That's how you manage permissions across different applications. But you can create a different kind of application that represents an actual web application that you have on premises. The point there is that now I can manage on Azure AD applications that are both cloud applications as well as on-premises applications. It will do a similar thing as Beanstalk Hybrid Connection. I actually install a connector that will initiate a connection to the cloud, making that on-premises application available on the cloud. But it's also taking care of permissions and authentication on top of it. So now if I have legacy web application, some old ASP.NET web application that runs on my intranet, I can make that thing available online, on Azure, on the internet with the right authentication ways and manage permissions across that and other applications for the same users. Now, stepping to a little bit more complex scenario, we have Azure Service Bus Relay. The way it works is very similar to Bistock Hybrid Connections and Azure AD Application Proxy. You have a server somewhere on-premises, and that server initiates a connection to Azure, keeps that connection open, and uses that as an endpoint to listen to web service requests. So what's different this time? Well, now I'm taking care of creating a web service. I'm writing code, I'm creating a web service, for example, a customer management web service that allows you to query customers, insert customers. Then I'm hosting this on my own server on premises, and that service is waiting for HTTP requests. The interesting thing here is because the connection is initiated from that box on premises again, I can have multiple instances of this service on different places, even different geographic locations. So I could run one instance of this in a server in the United States, another one in Brazil, another one in Europe, and so on. All of them will be load balanced automatically. So they all can start listening, they all initiate connections to Azure, and they will receive distributed requests whenever a request comes. Azure will decide randomly which server will take care of that request. So you have load balancing, and you have the same benefit of not having to worry about opening firewall ports or anything like that. It is very simple, but now we are in the game of writing code and creating a custom web service. The next step would be the Azure Service Bus queue. What happens is we create a queue on Azure, and that queue is waiting for HTTP requests, which may be creating messages or picking messages from the queue. It becomes interesting whenever your scenario requires queuing, right? You're not just relaying messages from a client to a service directly. You want the benefits of the queue management systems where you can decide when you pick a message, when you put a message in the queue, and so on. So it adds other values beyond just the connectivity side of things. Stepping a little bit up in terms of complexity, we have point-to-site VPN and site-to-site VPN. The name already says those things are VPNs. What's the benefit? Well, the benefit is now you can do way more in terms of networking than just putting up a service and listening to a port, right? You're actually connecting a machine or a group of machines to a site and allowing anything in that machine to talk both ways in and out with that site. What's the difference between point-to-site and site-to-site? Well, the name already suggests point-to-site, you're connecting one machine that you have to a virtual network on Azure, where site-to-site, you may be connecting many machines on-premises to a virtual network on Azure. The last option, which is probably the most complex one in terms of setting up, is ExpressRoute. ExpressRoute allows you to say, I don't trust the internet to connect to Azure. I have certain systems on-premises, and because of security requirements or performance requirements, I want to have my own pipe that will connect these things to the cloud. It is indeed the most complex case and definitely the one that requires more investment, but the benefits are clear, right? I have my own private network, no exposure to internet, and I control the bandwidth. It's all on me. So reviewing the options, we have Bistock Hybrid Connections. That's the simplest one. I'm exposing a port, can be a database server, can be a web server on-premises to the cloud. Then we have Azure Active Directory Application Proxy, which is great for exposing web applications on-premises to the cloud because it adds all the authentication support on top of it. Then we have Azure Service Bus Relay, which is very similar to these other two options, but it has built-in load balancing support, and I can create my own custom web services and make them work with Azure Service Bus Relay. Then you have Azure Service Bus Queue, which is great when you have queuing scenarios, you want to add messages and pick messages from a queue. Then we have point-to-site VPN, which is great for connecting one box, one VM to a virtual network on Azure, and I can do anything from that connection, not just HTTP or not just a database connection. Then site-to-site VPN that allows me to connect a group of VMs from on-premises to Azure and have really a connection that stays on and allows me to do anything with that connection. And last, we have ExpressRoute, which is I'm having my own pipe that doesn't go through the normal internet way of doing things. I'm really paying for my own network to connect my company to Azure. These are pretty much the options that will help you figuring the best scenario for your hybrid cloud.